the morning show for tomorrow, starting at 7 to 9. We'll be here. 7 to 10. We'll be here with you.
All right.
On the morning, well, you know, I'm sorry. Heather, you go right ahead. You do a much better job.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church Pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting. And we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in, the mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, camera snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philly
crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship. Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 10 above. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 1 above. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A blend of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 21. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 9 below.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this January 31st, 2023. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here at Part 2 at 10:30. We're going to welcome in Larry Dodenbaugh, Executive Director at Love, Inc., Board Secretary Pastor Milt Van Natta, and a Volunteer Coordinator over at Love, Inc., Jan Fisher, all going to be joining us. Right now in studio, we have Dan Minter, President over at Assumption Catholic Schools. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here today again.
And Dan brought in a friend. We've got Josh Douglas with us here, your student teacher over at Assumption. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here.
I appreciate you guys being here today, especially nobody wants to travel in this weather. Nobody wants to be outside right now. We appreciate you guys making it over here and being in studio with us. First off, Dan, I just want to start out thanking you for the time. Always love catching up with any of our schools, especially Assumption. You know, we're big fans around here of you guys, and certainly love playing our Assumption games and all that. So it's a great partnership we have. Always like having you in studio with us.
Well, yeah, and you know, and we appreciate the airtime that we get for the games and the different events that you come over to, because it's important for any school. It's important for the community to hear about us and what we're doing and hear what the students have going on, because not everybody can make it in to watch a game and things like that. So we enjoy it. It is a great partnership, and it's a great little radio station.
We appreciate that, and I appreciate the points I get from my brother anytime I have you guys in. Proud Assumption grad, have to mention that for my little brother Nick. Dan, where would you like to start? Because when we're talking public schools, there's a lot of different directions and a lot of different things we could talk about today.
Well, you know, one of the things that we have going on right now this week in particular, this is Catholic Schools Week. So it's the week that we as Catholic schools celebrate our schools. For those that aren't familiar with Catholic schools, think of it as another homecoming week. although we don't really, you know, you don't have a lot of the alumni come back because it's the end of January and it's, you know, it's just not a time that they come back. Yeah. But, you know, we have an opportunity to celebrate our parishes here in the area that support us. Today is Teacher Appreciation Day, so our Parents Society is bringing lunches in for the teachers. We have parent-grandparent special persons lunches at all the schools. When we were walking out of the high school today, actually, the little students from Our Lady, which is our K-2 building, they're actually up at the high school interacting with the seniors, and they're doing a whole bunch of activities with the seniors, just some fun things. Later this week, the thing that's going to be, tomorrow they all get to, well, I'm not sure what the elementaries are doing, but middle school and high school, it's Student Appreciation Day, so they get to have some fun field trips tomorrow. High school's going to Knuckleheads. The middle school's going to go bowling, and then they're coming back for a movie and popcorn. But then the big thing is on Friday, and this, anybody in the community that would like to come, 10 a.m. over at St. Peter and Paul Church will be Mass with the Bishop. So Bishop Callahan, it's been about 6-7 years since he's been here to celebrate with us. So he's coming for Mass on Friday. So we'll have the entire 428 students and all the staff over at St. Peter and Paul for Mass. But there's plenty of room in that church. It holds about 800 people. So we can take another couple hundred guests if anybody from the community wants to come. We'll be glad to have you come and celebrate with us on Friday at 10 a.m.
It's got to be a really nice thing weeks like this to be able to lean into and it really express to the community, not just faith, but what that means and the depth of that.
It is, because it's what we live for. You know, we have our academics, we have our athletics, we have our service, and you know, faith is interwoven in everything that we do, and that's why a Catholic school exists. You know, So we like it. The other thing that's happening this week is actually our enrollment period for next school year opens tomorrow, February 1st. We do participate in the choice program, the parental choice program in the state with the vouchers. So it is possible for those that have the right income level to actually apply for a voucher to attend Assumption at no cost because they're paid for. Parents get a voucher that you know, covers the tuition for them. So that opens tomorrow. There's information on our website, which is AssumptionCatholicSchools.org, or you can just call over to the main number, 715-422-0900, and you'll get to our enrollment coordinator, and she can walk you through all that if you're interested in knowing more about how you can send your kids to Assumption.
Dan, I know we've worked together a couple of times, but our chemistry is getting even better, because this is actually something I wanted to get into with you today, and I was excited to talk about, because I talked to my brother, just checking with him, and he said it was kosher, said no problem with it. For those that don't know, I come from a mixed family. My mother's Jewish, my dad's Catholic. They raised us to let us choose our faith. Whatever called to us was where we were going to go. My brother wanted to go to Assumption his senior year. We wanted to spend that there. That's where he was pulled. But we just were not a, we did not have the money, to be blunt with you guys. We just didn't have the money for something like that. The voucher program was why he was able to do this. And the way that Assumption worked with my family, and were so great, and couldn't have made this smart process more smooth or helpful for that, for my family, just went above and beyond. It was really great. It was really nice to be able to, and I know that it's, it was some years ago. I don't want to age my brother here, but it was some years ago and stuff. But it was a game changer for him. Well, it was a big difference maker for him.
It really is. And, you know, that's the whole point of the voucher program in the state of Wisconsin. It's not that necessarily, because obviously our public school, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, Nakusa, Port Edwards, those are the three main districts in our area. They're all really good schools. Even one could say possibly really great schools. But not every student thrives in that environment. Not every student wants to go to Lincoln High School with, you know, 1,500 or so students in it. Some like the smaller environment. I know, Josh, you're a graduate of Assumption. What, other than your faith, was there other things that pulled you towards
Dan, on the interview. No, I'm just kidding. That's a great question. That's a great question.
Yeah, one of the biggest things I found was having the small class sizes. With, I know I graduated with 32 students, so I got to know everybody really well.
Yeah.
My buddy just got married the other day. Half of our class was there in support for him, so we all got to know each other really well, got to know the teachers really well, which led us all into the directions we wanted to, and we each could find a teacher that we found we really meshed with well.
And I'm sure you've found this too, Josh, in the teaching you've done already, even. But the good teachers seem to do what they seem to do, just like a great coach. It's not, oh, my system, you do my system. It's, how do you learn best? Okay, you learn best this way. I'm going to work with you. That's no different than every student. Everybody learns differently. And so while some may work better in a Lincoln High School environment or something like that, other kids are going to learn better in that environment. I learned better in Lincoln. My brother learned so much better at an Assumption environment. Neither are wrong. There are no wrong answers here. They're all good. It's just what fits your kid best. And I think talking to them, you know, discussing these things, I don't think my brother was even aware of this right away until he had the discussion with my mom and dad about it, and discussing, you know, well, these are the things I'm really missing in school, and well, do you think that this would be helpful? And here we go, we find out that it is and stuff.
Yeah, and you know, and that is the benefit. You know, the statewide choice program is about 10 years old now. And
wow, is it 10 years old?
Yeah, about 2013 it started. Longer than that for Milwaukee area, but for us up here, about 10 years. And you know, it really is. It's a way for people that it helps us help more people attend Assumption, because now we have a subset of our families that get the vouchers from the state. Well, now we have some in-house financial aid, because we do have that philosophy at Assumption. We will make it possible for a student or a family to attend Assumption regardless of finances. There are sources out there, there are people out there that support us and support our efforts, where, you know, we'll make it possible. But the money from the state obviously helps. And really it is allowing the parent, like your family did back in the early days of the choice program, it allowed the parents to say, okay, this is the best choice for my child. Mm-hmm. And that's whether that's us as Assumption Catholic Schools. Now, we're, you know, we have K-12. Well, mm-hmm. if you count the daycare, we have, I mean, we just got a couple 8-week-old babies in daycare this week.
Oh, that's awesome.
But they're not in the choice program. but, you know, if we look at, you know, us as K-12 or Emmanuel, you know, as the Lutheran school here in town, mm-hmm. K-8, we have kids that come from Emmanuel in, as ninth graders because they still want that smaller Christian environment and they don't want to drive up to Mosinee to go to the Lutheran high school, which is, that's the next closest Lutheran high school for them. So, but we enjoy it. You know, I've enjoyed, this is my fifth year. It's mm-hmm. been an adventurous 5 years between COVID and everything else. Yeah. But I like to say we're finally, I think, back to normal this year. You know, we have people coming in to watch the sporting events. We've had in-person Christmas concerts. You know, we're going to have our Miar Mass coming up here on Friday. Golden Mass was before Christmas, so that one got axed by one of the snow days. But we rescheduled it. It headed to January.
Very cool.
It still worked. But, you know, we're almost back to what I consider to be what a normal school year looks like.
I was doing a little homework for the interview and going to AssumptionCatholicSchools.org and encourage people to find, you can find more information there, Catholic School, AssumptionCatholicSchools.org. A great website you guys have there running.
Thank you. I will pass it on to my IT person.
Yeah, I always like to give a shout out to those people that work hard on those things. I've seen Mentor Moments that is going on today. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about what that is?
Sure. So that's more specific to one of the elementary schools. It's over at St. Vincent mostly. And it's either teachers working with kids or kids working with kids, where they have an opportunity to just spend some time, either small group or one-on-one. I would need to have my intermediate school principal over here to really describe it, because it's her program, and it's also, we have a social worker that works at the elementary schools, as opposed to a guidance counselor at the high school. And it's things that they put in just to build that community. Because even in a small school, you know, you 35, 40 kids per grade, you still got to build that community and make those connections to people, one-on-one, and things like that. So, but yeah, it's something they do every week.
I like it. It sounds great. That's we'll have to talk more about that sometime in a future episode or something.
Yeah, I'll have to see if I can get her to come over.
Mentioned earlier that we've got Josh Douglas with us here, a student teacher, and Josh told us you graduated from Assumption. Josh, we're going to put you on the spot for a second here.
Yep.
Hard questions. I warned you ahead of time. Hard questions here. What year did you graduate from Assumption?
I graduated from Assumption in 2019.
Okay. All right. It's not very long ago at all. Gosh, am I feeling older by the moment here. Josh, what made you want to get into teaching?
One of the big things was Mr. Ryan Klein. When I was in eighth grade, we had to take our math placement tests, and I was right on the fence of being either in the higher or lower math class, and Mr. Klein saw that I would have potential. He put me into the higher, and he's like, I know he can do it. And I just saw that person, I had somebody who believed in me, and I had that, and I'm like, I want to be that for somebody else. So that's what really got me into teaching, was being able to be the person to be pushing somebody to be better than what they think they are.
That's a wonderful answer, Josh. And I think, without trying to speak for others, I imagine a lot of people would say something similar to that if I asked them why they wanted to get into teaching.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you have found as a, I don't want to say difficult, but taking some time to get your kind of feet, grounded on and working when it comes to, teaching?
I would say probably figuring out a pace to go at that's best for the students.
Yeah.
Because, you think you're going too slow through something, but it could actually be going too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Or you think you're going too fast, but you're actually going too slow through it. And just finding that balance and then figuring out how to get a good connection with each of the students is what I've found a little bit of a challenge, but each day I'm getting better at it.
I'm not a real teacher. I teach improv, acting, and writing and all that at Second City. But it's something that even I could do a little bit better job at, I bet. And I think that's really insightful. That's interesting. What do you find already some of the more rewarding things about the job?
Most definitely, I've been starting with teaching geometry, and that's usually freshmen and some sophomores. And I found that when I've been teaching, they're really understanding and grasping the concepts, which I find rewarding. That just seeing that click, that aha moment of, oh, I don't know how to do it, and then boom, they understand it. And it's like, oh, I can actually do this, and they just get more confident in themselves and their own abilities.
I'm a big homer. I love rooting for my home teams. I like rooting for people from my home area, that kind of thing. The idea of getting to do what you love, what you want to do for a living in your hometown, the place that you graduated for, sounds like a other level to me. How does it feel to be able to do some of that?
I think it's amazing, because at first I wasn't sure how it was going to be, especially with the seniors this year were eighth graders when I was a senior. So I didn't know how that level of respect, if they would see me as an authority or just a friend. And I've seen that they actually see me more of an authority figure, because I've been in their shoes. I know what they're going through. So I'm able to help tailor what I know and what I've experienced to help them, and explain stuff in ways that I knew I didn't understand it, explain in a different way for them to understand.
That's a great way to bring that up too. I think when I'm talking to young teachers, one of the first things I'll bring up is empathy. It is just trying to put yourself in that student's shoes and understanding that where they're coming from a little bit, remembering what it was like to be young. Yep. The older we get, the less we remember what it was like. Yep. And I think whether it's young teachers like yourself or it's just teachers in general, like reaching out a little bit more goes so much farther than we realize when it comes to that. And having a little empathy goes a long way.
Oh, most definitely. I definitely see that with some students who struggle with math. I knew I didn't always get it, especially like in college. Once I started getting to higher levels, I had to rely on my peers quite heavily to understand some of the stuff. So I try to encourage collaboration when it comes to math, especially with people who are sitting around each other to help each other. That way they can have that support of each other and then a support of me as a teacher as well with them.
I imagine that teaching, you know, coming out the gate, graduation, going right into the field and everything, that it's a different than it was when you first started, even though you're not that old. But when you first started going to school and everything, and how it is now, the difference there. Are there some big differences that I think a lot of us would notice, or some things that maybe we wouldn't even know unless we were doing the job like yourself?
I think some of the things it's pretty difficult to notice just if you're not in the teaching profession, because you see, when you're at school, you see it one way, and you think the teachers are just doing something to punish you, and you don't see the meaning of it. Mm-hmm. Then once you get into the teaching side of it, the other side, you can really start to understand where the teachers are coming from, and they just want you to get better at it, and they see the potential in you that you don't see in yourself, so you think they're just pushing you, trying to be hard on you, but they just want you to succeed more.
You know, I don't know how much private schools are dealing with this as much, but I know that schools in general around the country really have, and teachers in general, have been kind of been taking the brunt of a lot of things as far as how classes are taught or what is being taught, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So many of the people that are barking about that stuff have not had kids in school in forever, or have never, you know, don't know school, haven't been out of touch for a very long time. I think one of the greatest ways to squash some of those things, or just to ease some of those concerns, is just, again, the empathy factor. And maybe asking a teacher who is currently teaching what's going on, talking a little bit, just reaching out a little bit. It is a difficult job, teaching. There's no getting around that. It's a rewarding job. It's a fun job, but it's also a taxing job. And I think that having a little more empathy as a society towards teachers and what we ask of teachers is not asking a lot. It's just going an extra step. What Josh is talking about there is basically what I think a lot of us understand is going on, but there's that kind of concern, which is understandable. We're talking about kids. It's understandable that adults would be concerned. But it's something that you can squash pretty easily by just asking a couple of easy questions, or just understanding that teachers are doing the very best that they can in getting kids confident, informed, and safe, and so many of these factors.
Well, you brought up a good point there, that have that conversation, whether it's with us at Assumption or with the teacher at Lincoln or Nakusa or wherever. Ask questions, have a dialogue, have a conversation. Don't just assume that X is happening when Y is really happening. And we will leave all the politics out
of the whole thing.
But, yeah, it is true. Those conversations, and that's true for society as a whole, we don't talk to each other that much anymore. We talk at each other. We talk over each other, but we don't talk with each other. And I think a lot of our problems could be solved if you just really sit there and listen to what the other person is saying. You don't have to agree with what the other person is saying. Yeah. They could have a totally different view. They're not wrong. I'm not wrong. But we try to do that. You know, obviously we live our Catholic faith. And, you know, everybody knows when they come to Assumption, yes, you will live your Catholic faith. Or you will live the Catholic faith, or you will at least go to religion class, to mass, and you know, they don't come up for communion if they're not Catholic, which is fine. But you know, there's that learning that respect for others, or like Josh said, that teacher that pulls you aside and says, I know you can do it. Yeah. You just need to push yourself a little bit more. Easier for us to do in a school of 428 kids K-12 than when you have a class of 420, you know, one grade of 400 plus students. So it's another one of the advantages.
And I'm really glad that story came up, Josh, especially to teachers out there that are listening, or students that are out there listening, because you know, that's a similar story to a lot of us that have had something like that happen, and maybe we didn't go into teaching, but it gave us that last bit of confidence we needed to pursue a passion or a dream or just a job or a career or something like that. The more we can have those things from our teachers, the better we all are.
Agreed.
Before we wrap up, Dan, is there anything else you wanted to touch on we didn't get a chance to?
No, I think we really touched on a lot of it. Obviously, you know, our winter sports seasons are starting to wrap up. Basketball is rapidly heading towards the postseason tournaments.
It just goes so quick. It goes too fast. You
know, interestingly, this year we actually have some co-op teams as well. We have wrestlers that are wrestling with the Nakusa wrestling team. We have boys and girls that are wrestling with Nakusa. And then we have some co-op hockey players. That's us and Pacelli, and there's two or three other schools which I didn't look up before I came in here, but there's several of us together in a regional hockey team. So I just like to shout out to all student athletes, ours, everybody's, you know, as their seasons wrap up, and you know, and they get ready for their postseason. That you know, it's another vital part of the schools, that we have that athletics, we have the academics, we have the athletics, and then for us, we have our faith. So you know, we do mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah, very well said. Let's go over a couple of things real quickly before we let you go that we were talking about earlier. You mentioned registration coming up.
Yep, registration opens tomorrow on February 1st. For the choice program, runs through April 20th, but obviously we've had people that enroll in August for the next school year. But if you want to get in on the choice program, state has a hard, fast deadline of April 20th for that one. So that's coming up on, you know, starts tomorrow. Kindergarten registration night is on Thursday. I forgot about that one. It's at 6 o'clock over at Our Lady for any new kindergartners. Details are on the website, or call the Our Lady School. They can give you all the details on that. And then, you know, like I mentioned, we have Mass on Friday at 10 a.m. over at St. Peter and Paul with the Bishop.
And if people have follow-up questions, Dan, want to know more about some of the things we've talked about, can they reach you?
Sure. Easily. My contact information is on the website. So just go to About Us and Central Office, and you'll find my name on there. Dan Minter is the president, so my phone and email is on there. And I'm always glad to talk to people about things that are going on in our schools and in the wider world.
That website, AssumptionCatholicSchools.org, AssumptionCatholicSchools.org. Dan, Josh, thank you so much for the time. We had a great conversation today. Appreciate you both.
You're welcome. We're very glad to be here, and thank you for the opportunity again.
Yeah, looking to talking again real soon. You guys take care.
Thank you.
Well, stick around, everybody. Got more Morning Magazine coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
The Arts Council presents the Wisconsin Brass Quintet at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday, February 2nd. The Wisconsin Brass Quintet is a faculty ensemble in residence at the Mead Witter School of Music at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Get your tickets anytime at saveofthearts.org or call 715-424-2787. Thank you to the Mead Witter Foundation for sponsoring the outreach program associated with this performance. The Wisconsin Brass Quintet with the Arts Council, your performing arts connection.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 10 above. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 1 above. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A blend of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 21. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 9 below.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine here, part two for this January 31st, 2023. I have your host, James J. here, and I am joined right now by some of the members of Love, Inc. We have Larry Doffenbaugh with us, Executive Director at Love, Inc. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
We also have Volunteer Coordinator Jan Fisher with us. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, and it is not July.
It is right? Not. No. I keep trying, everybody. I'm trying to trick Mother Nature. I think if I give the wrong date, she'll just, you know, give us warmer weather.
Well,
it's just not. It's not happening. No, it's not happening. And we also have with us Pastor Milt Vanetta. Good morning, Milt.
Morning, James.
Good to see you again.
It's good to see you.
It's been too long. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's a little over 3 years.
It's had been that long, really?
Yeah.
Jeez, it's been too long. It's been too long.
Absolutely.
Thank you all for being here today. I want to get into the concert that Share the Love event, this concert coming up with Love, Inc. Let's get to that in a second. First, if I could just have you guys, I've introduced you, but let's explain what you do at Love, Inc. So, Larry, what is it exactly the executive director of Love, Inc. does?
Well, it promotes the staff, helps the staff, works with the board of directors who implement our policies and procedures and try to encourage those to work with Love, Inc.
Yeah. Jan, how about for yourself, volunteer coordinator?
As a volunteer coordinator, I meet with people who are interested in volunteering with us, help them discover what their passion is. Where they feel Christ is leading them. And then we look at the opportunities that are available to serve and plug them in as our neighbors need it.
Finding the right fit, that
exactly.
Kind of thing. Oh, that's great. That's great. And Pastor, Board Secretary, what do you do as that? Not that you have enough on your plate already, Mill.
Well, I'm really new to that role.
Yeah?
Yeah, very new to
okay.
that role.
All right.
And I got involved with Love, Inc. through my relationship with personal relationship with Larry, and also because it brings churches together. And as a pastor of a local church, I believe that anything that can bring us together is a positive thing. And so that's why I believe in Love, Inc.
Well said. And I'm with you there. Anything that brings people together, churches together. And one thing that really does that, music. Music brings people together. Shows bring people together. Let's go ahead and talk about Share the Love, Now and Forever, a concert for couples with Steve and Annie Chapman. Right out the gate, there's something there that stands out to me. A concert for couples. I love the idea of that. I love the concept of that. I think that a lot of concerts, music concerts, no matter who the artist is, you go there with friends or that kind of thing, maybe a significant other, but it isn't necessarily something that's kind of like headlined. I like already the angle of that and the spirit of that. We could use more of those kind of things. So let's talk about the concert. Want to talk about the act first, Larry? Would you like to talk mostly about the musicians themselves or talk about the show? How would you like to start this?
Well, Steve and Annie, they've appeared on numerous radio and TV broadcasts around the nation for years, focused on the family. Billy Graham Crusade, they used to be with him occasionally. Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson and Dennis Rainey as well. So they're well known. They also have a number of books that they've written. Steve has books that are family orientated, but also he has like stories from the deer stand, a hunter sets his sights, and his wife has 10 things that my husband should know, and then also the dance with a mother-in-law. And so some real informative issues that in a marriage is very necessary.
Very talented people. Really, I'll be honest, I hadn't known them that well, and getting prepping for the interview and stuff, I do a little deep diving and stuff, and I'm a really big fan of these guys. Like, they're incredibly talented, very good musicians. And I don't know if you two got to see, but if you go to their website, steveandanniechapman.com, great website, steveandanniechapman.com, you will get to see a picture of them from the 70s. This is an amazingly great-looking couple. Look at these two. That hair. Man, that's a good-looking group right there. And they've been doing this. I bring that up, really, for the kind of comedic purpose, but really, more importantly, because show how long they've been doing this, how long they have been working together and their chemistry, how good they sound together. All of that is great. The message that they bring to the show, along with a great concert, is also really impactful.
Amen. Indeed.
And that message, let's talk about that a little bit. What the kind of messages that they give across here about couples, about love, about understanding. Some of that, those some of the themes of their music, some of the themes of their concert, would you say?
We chose Now and Forever as one of their suggested headlines for their concert. And it focuses on marital issues as far as couples, of course, who are struggling in all type of areas. Intimacy is a major struggle there. And so Now and Forever was kind of, I think, Jan, what they suggested for us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That is right.
So the idea of setting this up, how does that work? How you contact the artist, you figure out a date that they're free, all that? Is that kind of the nuts and bolts of that?
Well, in Pennsylvania, where I had lived previously, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, was the state that the Chapmans had been most visited or frequented. So I had a connection with them and contacted the Mitchell Group, and the rest is history.
When it comes to promoting the actions and the work that Love, Inc. does, it's there's so many different ways that you can market, you can do different things. What was it about having a musical concert that you could seem like, oh, this is a good idea. This is a good thing to kind of bring awareness to Love, Inc.?
Well, along with promoting Love, Inc., we're hoping to reach people who aren't familiar with us with the concert. But it's also a gift to the community and outreach.
I love both factors there, Jan, and I love that. While without you saying that, I got that right away from the promos, just from what I've read about the event already. That's what came across to me. This is something that it's a gift to the community, while as well kind of bringing awareness to what Love, Inc. does and what you guys are, your purpose at the messages of Love, Inc.
Exactly.
Well done. Money well spent. Nicely done. when it comes to what Love, Inc. does, I want to get into that a little bit. I know that every time you guys have joined us, we kind of have this question and everything, but I'm not going to stop until everybody is well aware of what the work that you guys are doing over there and everything. So let's go ahead. Let's take our break a little early so we can just kind of go to the top of the hour with that conversation. Get this out of the way. Come back. We'll have some more conversation with our friends from Love, Inc. here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio. You don't know my kind of news.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 10 above this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows dip down to about 1 above. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs around 21. Upper teens Thursday, much cooler on Friday with highs in the single digits above zero. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 3 below.
Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine, part 2 for this January 31st. I almost said July again, Jen. January 31st, 2023, 10:41 of the clock. Your host, James, here, and joined by our friends from Love, Inc. We are speaking with Larry and Jan and Milt, and Pastor Milt, I should say. So appreciate the time from you guys. I want to talk more about the details of the concert, but as we went into break there, we were talking a little about the message of Love, Inc., what Love, Inc. is. Pastor Milt, if you wouldn't mind getting a little more in detail about that.
I think the simplest way to put it, James, is this, that Love, Inc. wants to help people transform their life, to really give a new start on their life. And what I mean by that is to help them sometimes with resources, but also to help them with skills in their life and just do this equipping. And they do that, we do that, by the bringing of churches together. Mm-hmm. And the best way that I can tell you is that from the perspective of my local church, we've been blessed for about 17 years now to have a significant clothing ministry, and it's been wonderful. Mm. Well, when someone comes into Love, Inc., they're going through a tough time in their life, and clothes might be an issue for them. Mm-hmm. They send me an email, mm-hmm. say, Milt, we just referred so-and-so to you. They come on over to us, and we help them in every way they can. And that's one small example that is multiplied over and over again through the call center at Love, Inc., through the bringing together of the local churches in our community. Together, we can help so many more people. We can touch so many more lives. And again, we're just not looking for a temporary fix, but to help people in a concrete way so that their life is on a stronger foundation going forward.
Well said. I don't know if we could have enough things like this in society. We've got a lot of things that slip through the cracks, a lot of gray area in society. Organizations like Love, Inc. are looking to kind of fill up some of those gaps, trying to take care of some of those things that slip through the cracks about that. And one of the things that I noticed right away with Love, Inc. that really stood out to me, too, the faith is an incredibly big part of it, and it's an important part. But if you know, just being blunt here, I was just mentioning to our you know, Assumption Catholic schools, and we're talking about that before. A lot of faith this hour we're talking here. I was raised in a mixed family. My mother's Jewish, my father's Catholic. I am not baptized. I do not have, while I have tons of respect for faith and all that, it's always been one of those things that is very hard for me to connect to. I have a lot of belief. I pray, a lot of those things. If I am in need and I come to Love Inc., you guys are not going to turn me down. Oh, I'm sorry you don't have your Catholic card. I'm sorry you can't get... No, that's not the case. I think that that's a beautiful thing. And that it may seem kind of like, well, a given to some, but it's not. And I can tell you, like, and I'm sure you guys could as well, to offer that to a community, to say we welcome all. We are looking to help people, not just certain people, but people. That's just, that's the, you know, again, well, I have a Jewish mother. I have a Nana who was a proud Catholic. And one of the strongest things that she would try to get across to me was that, it's not about the other person's faith. It's about helping the other person. It's about you embodying that faith. And what that entails. And that's such a what a loving does there. It's one of the more beautiful things that I can think of, man, where when you're able to offer that to a group of people, when you offer that to a community. The thing that you brought up there about the clothes thing, too, I think that that's, well, I don't know any one thing that I could just focus on that Love Inc. does. You guys do a lot of great work. That goes a lot farther than I think people realize, too. There's something about confidence going into a job interview, going into anything in life. And more times than not, that can be what nails the job for you, is that just that little bit of belief in yourself, that little bit of feeling, you know, your shoulders are back a little more, and that clothes can kind of do that for you sometimes.
And it's not only that. But you can come to us, we can help with clothes, but there's classes that can help with the self-confidence, can help with the resume, all of those life skills, again, help a person have a stronger foundation to deal with this world, because the world's a pretty tough place. It beats you up, and we all need a strong foundation to make our best way through the world.
The three greatest influences I'll ever have in my life, my two grandmothers, my Nana, my grandmother, my mom, all of them different faiths, but their faith is their identity. It is so important to them. It's such a the thing that really kind of guided them throughout their life. It was a bit of guidance. And with all of them, the thing that has always stood out to me about them is that they're all givers. It's one of the first things that anybody would say about any one of those women is that they just give of their time, of their energy, of their heart. It's again one of the things that Love Inc. is looking to do in the communities that they are in, because they certainly in our area here, but Love Inc. is around the whole country and doing good work around the whole country, and I like to note that whenever we can as well. Faith is important part of the factor of this. I wouldn't want, because it's been a while that I heard this, but when Love Inc. first kind of came to the area, one of the things that I heard from somebody is, well, they wouldn't probably help me. And I'm like, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you are. They'll help you. If you're purple, they'll help you. If you're this, they'll help you. If you're a Bear fan, they're going to help you, everybody. That really says something right there. That really does. It means a lot to me. We need more of this in our world. We are more connected than we realize. We have way more in common with each other than we realize. And the more we can have these things, how great that is. If you don't mind, Pastor, for a second, I would like to talk about that connection of churches and how vital that is, and how much that strengthens our churches.
Well, you see, every church likes to help people. Every church wants to make a difference in its community. Mm. We all share that in common. But there's too much need in this community, James, for any one church to do it all.
Yeah.
And so if there's a Love Inc. which brings us together and allows us to work from the place that God has blessed us and given us a heart for the community, like we are with our clothing ministry, I marvel. Because these folks at Love Inc., we have people who will help you move. If you need to move and you're in hardship, the moving is a hardship that you're trying to overcome in your life, they've got volunteers. They call up and say, will you help this family move? I don't have that resource at my church. I can't help people that way. But if I get that call, I can say, I know exactly who to send you to. And sometimes it's another need, but they bring us together, mm-hmm. and they make us better by being this place that brings us together.
This may be a weird connection to make, but hear me out, because tomorrow we've got Sheriff Sean Becker on with us, Wood County Sheriff's Department. We talk once a month all the time, and on air, off air, I've talked with Sean about this, about our police departments and our working together throughout the state, sharing information, how much that has changed. When Sean first started, it was much more, well, we want to make this big bust, and we want the name of it and stuff, and now it's much more about, we don't care who gets credit, we just want to take care of this and get these bad people off the streets and that, and how much more powerful our departments have become because it's not about ego, it's about helping, it's about doing the job. Yeah. It feels very similar what you're talking about there to that, where we can do more if we get that, and not to say churches have any ego, but just we get that more so about helping and less about what we can individually do, more what we can do as a team.
Exactly.
Really powerful to see, and everybody benefits from something like that. Whether you go to a church or not, your community is much more better because of it.
It is. It's just so much stronger when we're working together on so many different levels, James. It's not just churches working together. It's all facets of our community working together. And if we can exert leadership in that area and be a catalyst to bring more areas of our community together, all the better.
One of the things that I noticed the last time that we were talking with Love Inc., I got a lady who was talking to me, and she I think at the gas station, and we were talking about, I heard the Love Inc. interview. They do some really cool stuff, and we're talking, and she's got two little ones with her, and they're staring at us, looking up at us, and listening to every word of this, which is remarkable because they were like 6 or 7, and the fact that we had their attention that long is really saying something, but it made me thinking about that and how important that part of this is, too. I'm sorry, guys, but we're not getting any younger, and they're going to be taken over eventually, and how they are learning from us. They are seeing how we treat each other. They are seeing how we act with each other, and these younger people, these younger generations, when they're in our spot, when they're our age, I got to think that this is going to be a big impact, that this is going to have an effect on them, that we're going to see a even closer society, even closer world. Is it maybe naive of me? Yeah, maybe, but I don't care. I genuinely believe that in my heart, that you see this, and the more kids see these things, the more they learn from that, the better we're going to have of a community, of a world.
So, when you look back at it, 20 years ago, the churches were not united, and that's the beauty of Love Inc. We're uniting churches that were once very divided and separated.
That is beautiful. Let's talk about the concert, Share the Love, Now and Forever. Concert for Couples with Steve and Annie Chapman, the incredibly well-talented Steve and Annie Chapman. It's a unique blend of songs, of stories, of scripture. It's not just music. They don't just go up there and play song after song after song. There's a little bit more interacting there and everything. And then the scripture part of things sounds very unique as well. Have you guys gotten to see the show at all, or snippets of the show?
Years ago, I remember them. They were big, especially they had a number of hits on the radio back in the late 80s, early 90s. And yes, part will be them singing, sharing, and then they'll have a video presentation as well of them over the years. Similar to what you just showed us.
Yeah, a little bit even more than just your average concert. You've got a little more of a personal touch involved in that. I like that part of it. There's a uniqueness to that, too. Along with, again, some great music that you're going to jam out to and enjoy and everything. A really talented couple of people right there. Go ahead.
In fact, watch our Facebook page at Love Inc. SWC. We will be posting a link to a couple of their songs this week. And so you can go out and preview it before you.
Steve is quite a guitarist.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got some smart fingers. He's a good picker. He really is. This concert is going to be Friday, February 17th from 6 to 9. I know that when you're working with a band and stuff, you kind of got to work around their schedule a bit, but can't be a coincidence. It's right around Valentine's Day. That seems like a nice fit right there. Was that purposeful? Was that fitting?
It was. That was our goal, yes.
Right on. That's cool. When it comes to love in general, obviously, there's a big layer, a lot of layers to that. There's all kinds of different love and everything. But when we're focusing on relationships and that kind of thing, I think of some of the greatest couples I've ever known, and even they have fought. Every couple has tension, has wins, has losses, those things. To have a resource, to have another group of another couple that can kind of share information or help you through those kind of like boundaries through some of that stuff seems like a beneficial thing. Seems like a nice thing to be able to offer a community. And again, a great band, a great concert.
And a good example of what Love Inc. does, because here is where all the churches can have confidence to recommend to their people to send their couples to this event, bringing the churches together. Mm-hmm. And again, this isn't just for an event for people who just go to church, James. Mm-hmm. It's for the community. Mm-hmm. and people who don't go to church or whatever that might be. It's still a perfect event to take a look at their relationship because of the kind of things they're talking about are foundational to relationships.
Yeah, even the strongest relationships can always use a tune-up, can always use that kind of thing or something. And something like this can do that, again, while having a great time and a really good show. It's winter. We're looking for things to bring us out of the house. We're looking for things to do and something fun to do, especially with our significant other or something. That's a great thing to mention. And I appreciate, Pastor, that you mentioned that it isn't just for people that are attending churches or anything. No. This is really open to the community. And we encourage the community to spread the word about this concert.
Yes.
It's going to help Love Inc. continue to do the great work that they do, and also just get as many people as we can to a great event like this. It's fun, it's important, and it goes a long way as far as helping Love Inc. continue to do the work that you're doing. Jan, would you mind if we went over some of the details? Where is the concert taking place?
It's going to be at Christian Life Fellowship in Port Edwards. Begins at doors open, quote unquote, at 6 p.m. And you'll be treated to desserts that have been baked by our volunteers. Mm. In fact, the whole event will be staffed by volunteers.
Oh, shout out to all of them. So, that's a great note to mention. That's
it. Really is. There's something for everyone to do. That's for sure.
Well, and I appreciate those volunteers very much. So I'm glad you mentioned that. A great place. How much are tickets?
A single ticket is $25 or $40 for a couple.
Hmm. And that includes a dessert, coffee, that kind of thing?
Dessert, coffee, concert, coffee at intermission.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's a good deal right there, by the way, Jan. That's a very good deal. That's a really nice deal. If people are interested in getting tickets or finding out more about this, how can they do that?
They can go to our website at loveincswc.org. Hmm. Or they can call our office, and Dawn would be happy to help them. And I know phone numbers are a little difficult on the radio.
Yeah. I can read it if you'd like. I got it right here. If that'd be easier. Sorry. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot, Dawn.
It's not my number.
Dawn's number is 715-818-5927. That is 818-5927. You can RSVP or mail a check that way as well to be able to take in this show. As we are wrapping up, we got just a minute or so left. I do have to do this. I apologize. But, Pastor, you and I were in a show together a couple of years ago. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Such a great time with you. Doing that.
James, you got that right.
I could ramble about that time with you a lot, but I did want to because I know we got some longtime listeners out there, and they're why does that voice sound familiar? Why? There's something about that voice. I can put. Milt was with us for a very long time here at WFHR.
1984 to 1992.
Wow. That's a stretch, man. That's a good run.
I'd love to sit down and talk memories with you sometimes, James, because I have wonderful memories of those 8 years.
Pam, you heard him. Now we got him. Now we got him on the hook. That's all I needed was it. Now you set me up. So now you have to come back.
I will.
I'd like to spend some time about that.
Yeah.
What's it like being in the new building here? I don't know if you've gotten a chance to check it out much or anything like that, but it's got to be a little wild. It's just different.
It's the first time in the new building.
Okay, it is.
Okay. Yeah, and it's the historic pieces that you have, like the newspaper thing right inside the door, and you've got an older radio there with a handle on it to carry it.
Yes.
And it's those pieces that bring me back to a lifetime of being a radio guy.
Yeah.
Just because I haven't worked in radio for a number of years doesn't mean I don't love radio.
It's always going to be in your DNA. You work in this industry for a little bit, and it just catches you, and it gets you. You were great on the air, man. You were really good on the air.
Well, thank you.
A lot of people I've heard over the years talking about the work you used to do and everything, and so it's nice to hear your voice on these airwaves again.
It's very kind of you, James.
I had to tell you. It's great to see you. Great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Let's remind people again, if you want to take in this amazing concert, Share the Love, Now and Forever, a concert for couples with Steve and Annie Chapman, coming up Friday, February 17th from 6 to 9, over at Christian Life Fellowship at 600 7th Street in Port Edwards. You can find out more about this by going to loveincswc.org. That's loveincswc.org. Sorry, loveincswc.org. And I encourage you also to do a little homework and find out more about the band. You can do that by going to steveandanniechapman.com. And as Jan was telling us, another great way to find out is following Love Inc. on their Facebook page. Jan, before I let you go, I did want to hit on that too. As the volunteer coordinator, if I'm looking to volunteer and help out with some of these events and be a part of things at Love Inc., how can I get in touch with you? Can I do that?
Yes. We have online applications on our website, which you just listed. And we look for some basic